or register for the parade, visit diversitycornwall.ca. Diversity Cornwall would like to acknowledge the generous support of FedDev Ontario in making this event possible.
I mean, if there's a listener-supported radio station, it means that people can get
daily, every day, a different way of looking at the world, not just what the corporate media want you to see, but a different picture, a different understanding. Not only can you hear it, but you can participate in it. You can add your own thoughts, you know, and you can learn something and so on. Well, that's the way, people become human, you know. That's the way you become human participants in a social and political system.
Vai marinheiro, vai buscar a Laurindinha. Vai marinheiro, vai, ela é tua, não é minha. Sim, nosso é, com toda a certeza, o programa Atlantis, que transmitimos dos estúdios da CFRC, no quadrante 101.9 FM, em sistema de cabo 90.9, aos domingos, das 18 às 20 horas, com locução de Eduardo Pereira.
Vai marinheiro, vai buscar.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
folks, and welcome to your indie wake-up call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I am your host, Dean. I am sans my dear co-host, Megan, who is in Croatia. I'll get more into that later into the show, don't you worry. But yeah, you're in good hands. You're in good two-hand, I guess, single hand. What's my other hand doing? I'll never tell. Folks, we just heard brand spanking new Geese. Oh, I was over the moon to see this track. Cameron Winter put out a solo record this year, so I didn't think that we were getting new Geese, but lo and behold, we are. The new track was called Taxes. Wasn't that great? Really, really excited to hear their sophomore record. I'm so into this band. The dear co-host slash wife has been in Croatia for the last week, and folks, I've been, I think many of the men listening could relate. You know, your partner leaves you to your own devices for like a week, and then what do? Nothing. You like stop cleaning, there's a pile of dishes in the sink. Like, you're lucky if the dog gets it. No, the dog's taken care of, but like, you know. Yeah, so like today, she gets back as I'm recording this, so I have to do like a full deep clean of everything to make it seem as though I was a functional human being and not just like eating pizza and chips and candy in front of the television for like 9 days straight. It's been quite the sty once you don't have the watchful eye of someone who holds you to some sort of standard. But yeah, no, it's like, you know, it's a little vacation, and like you sort of, it's an indulgence in, you know, slothfulness and laziness, but it also makes you realize how much it sucks to live like that all the time. It's like, it's a nice reminder that, you know, the bachelorhood is you know, not as green a pasture as, you know, you may consider when, I don't know, you're watching like your umpteenth rom-com or you know, going shopping. These broads, they take you shopping and they like make you clean your house and brush your teeth, and it's just, you know, it's just horrible. Right? No, not at all. But yeah, we got a great show lined up for you. Lots of great new tunes that we have been blessed with over the last week. Very exciting stuff. The new Wet Leg record fully dropped. We'll be playing them later. But we've got some Dan Deacon, When I Was Done Dying, coming up. I don't know if you saw the Orioles game last week, but he did what do they call it? The national anthem, Star Spangled Banner. And it was very weird and techno, and I can't even imagine like the monocles that were dropped by like the old scorekeepers listening to this. Dan Deacon, a prize Baltimore boy, one of the you know, a portly Baltimore gentleman, beloved by millennials, the other being, of course, Mr. Stavros, who's going to be in the new Emma Stone movie, Begonia? That's crazy. Sorry, I'm going off and on tangents. But yeah, check out the Dan Deacon national anthem if you're feeling patriotic for another country for whatever reason. It's pretty cool. It's a pretty interesting interpolation of it. But until then, here's When I Was Done Dying by Dan Deacon.
Out, and it started me so, and I burst out a shout. need to fear, there's no reason to hide. So I reached up to touch, but they faded too soon. Yet their mouths still remain and set up towards the moon. How that ladder of mouth waved so soft in the night. And I looked up in awe at that beautiful sight. And I dreamt about climbing into the night.
We'll be right back.
Folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. You can also, of course, listen to us on CFRC.ca. If you have, you can also go back into the archives of CFRC.ca, check out any shows you may have missed, check out our schedule, see what kind of shows are coming up later in the day, later in the week, check out our news and what events we've got going on. CFRC.ca. Oh my gosh, what a one-stop hub. Folks, I use that as my homepage. I use it as a wallpaper on my phone. It's just so important and so meaningful to me, CFRC.ca. Anyway, folks, what did we just hear? Lots of good tracks, if I'm not mistaken. We heard Cold Heart by Nulifer Yanya. Before that, we heard July Talk, Paper Girl. And right at the top, Dan Deacon, When I Was Done Dying. Did we talk about that Sinners movie, folks? It's on streaming now. You got to check out this Sinners movie. It's so good. And one of the, spoilers, there are vampires in the film, one of the original vampires, one of the first vampires that you see, is the Peter from July Talk. very cool. And he does some folk singing, and it sounds great, naturally. Yeah, and he's a good vampire / KKK casting, because he's pasty and, like, sort of off-putting looking. In a complimentary way, complimentary. Anyway, folks, we're going to play some Arcade Fire next. I have not played Arcade Fire in a very long time on this program. We used to play them, like, basically monthly, naturally, right? Because they're CanCon and they're, like, legends and sort of, like, the definitive indie rock band of, like, the 2000s to early 2010s. But, of course, there were all of these accusations that came out against Win Butler, like, 3 years ago, I think. Anyway, the website hearingthings.co has a great article here by Jill Mapes it's called The Arcade Fire Problem, and it's about the band, how important they were to, like, indie rock in general. Like, it was Merge's first best album win at the Grammys in, like, 2012. And, like, how important it was to just, like, us Canadian indie heads writ large. You know, this band was huge. There was, like, you know, I've heard so many great stories of them, like, playing Clark and, like, crashing and sleeping on CFRC's couch, like, before the show, stuff like that. Like, there was not ever really a band like this before. It was so cool. And now everything feels tainted and gross, and it's just, like, the fact that they're still around, they're playing SNL, the Arcade Fire is, like, sort of too big to fail, sort of, you know? Like, they've gotten to the point where there's too much money, there's too many people invested, so even though they should have just probably disbanded and gone quiet into that good night, they did not. And now we have this new record, which I'm not going to play because I'm not listening to it and I don't care. She talks about how they sort of reference the fact that maybe they should just stop in the Ride or Die track on the new record, but I don't care about the new record. I'm not playing that. I don't know whether we should be playing Arcade Fire at all on this program. I apologize if this is upsetting. But I figured it was a good intro into talking about this very good article that I highly recommend. Hearingthings.co, The Arcade Fire Problem. Check that out. But in the meantime, here's Neighborhood One, Tunnels. Hello, most cherished and honorable folks. Welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Crying Over Nothing. That's new Indigo D'Souza. Before that, we heard Janine's by Long Branch. And right at the top, Arcade Fire, Neighborhood One, Tunnels. Folks, I talked about, my depression cave sort of pigsty that developed in lieu of my co-host being in our apartment over the week, which is true, but I also managed to go over my folks, have a trailer right on Lake Erie there, so went to see them, and it was quite the weekend. Oh, folks, you know this as well as I do. It's so hot. Oh my god, it was so hot. You just like in that tin can of a trailer, they've got AC, but even with the AC, you were sweating. It was a funny weekend. My dad's friend was trying to explain Bitcoin to me and how Bitcoin is great because there's going to be like a finite amount. They're going to like stop making it at some point, and then that's it. And I explained to him that sometimes you do need to print money, and printing money is not something that governments do to destroy economies and like for deflationary purposes, but because you need money. If you have a growing population, you need more money. So that, you know, I'm not an economics expert, but I tried to explain that as best I can, and I hoped I kind of got through to him. Yeah, it was a bit of a strange, interesting weekend. But we did listen to a lot of older tracks, a lot of classic 70s stuff. You know, we were hanging out with my folks, and like my grandfather was there, so we like to play stuff that he likes. And chief among those is Jim Croce's "Bad Bad Leroy Brown." This is a great song. Did you know that this Jim Croce figure died at 30? Like, and this like that was. Like Bad Bad Leroy Brown, you know this track, it's a great track, was his first real big hit, and it was the last single on his last, like his fifth and last record before he died. Really, really tragic, because yeah, it seemed like he had a great career, and like this song's just so good. It's a little boogie woogie. He talked about how it's based off this guy that he met when he was in the army working or learning to be a linesman, like an electrical linesman. And there was this guy who was in like this like camp or wherever they were staying and like learning the ropes or the lines, I suppose. This guy was like always talking about how bad he was, and he was like the baddest MF-er, et cetera, et cetera. One day the guy's like, "Oh, this sucks. I don't like this work. I'm just leaving. I'm just skipping." So he goes AWOL, and then he comes back 3 weeks later hoping to collect his check, which is just so funny. It sort of speaks to an amount of badness, you know, maybe bad judgment. But anyway, he got carted off to jail for, you know, desertion. And then Jim was like, "One day I got to write a song about that guy." So here's "Bad Bad Leroy Brown" by Jim Croce.
Leroy Brown, bad Leroy, morning trouble. You see- all puzzle with a couple of pieces gone.
And it's bad, bad Leroy Brown, baddest man in the whole damn town, badder than old King Kong, meaner than a junkyard dog. And it's bad, bad, bad Leroy Brown, baddest man in the whole damn town, badder than old King Kong, meaner than a junkyard dog. Yeah, he was badder than old King Kong, meaner than a junkyard dog.
Cinematographers, gon' bang if you came to rock with us. You wanna ride in, hop in the party bus. It's alright, yeah, the night belong to us.
Tonight's the night, the way we shine. The chandeliers, the candlelight, the chains tight, the dream at night. I see the light, we
keeping the maintain. Nighttime, five moonbeams be dangling. Hey, little mama, let's get down to thang. Till your earrings jangling. Like manta ray, like butterfly. Your concubine ain't gotta wonder why. Gonna testify, define the sign. Gonna raise it up and touch the sky.
Oh, baby, don't forsake me. You know I do believe that my soul met you in another century. I hope you care for me. This ain't a fantasy. Could it be determination or cosmic destiny?
What you feel? Check the vibe. You got a dream to make it real. Your next in line is destiny. You got a dream. Do what you will.
Tonight's the night. The way we shine, we shine the lips. You can't be light. My chains are tight. I dream at night. I see the light. We all unite.
True, without falsehood. Certain, most certain. What is above is like what is below, and what is below is like that which is above. To make miracles.
What you do for me, I would do for you, you. I be feeling so free, free. The beat feels so true, true. What you do for me, I would do for you, you. I be feeling so free, free. The beat feels so true, true.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Chandeliers by the Potato Head People and Slippery Elm. Before that, we heard Purity Ring with their song Place of My Own. That's a brand new one. And right at the top, Jim Crochet, Bad Bad Leroy Brown. That song is not a brand new one. Folks, I saw the new Superman flick, the James Gunn Superman, the reboot of the DC Universe. Superhero movies, I have oft bemoaned on this program. I feel like most of the culture is tired of them at this point. But Superman is near and dear to my heart. I am Dean. I was named Dean after Dean Cain, an actor who played Superman on television when my dad was a child. Superman is part of who I am. So I had to go see this. I went and saw it with my pops, actually. And I really liked it. I really liked it. I know it's like goofy and weird and overstuffed. I think some of the social media, like when it's trying to be topical and about like social media and news cycles, I think that's when it's at its weakest and most cloying. But I liked the sort of, even though I've seen criticism of this too, I did like international political curtwang that it addresses that will remain nameless because I don't want to spoil the film. Not because I'm afraid to talk about it. But it was really good. You've seen in the trailers, I'm allowed to talk about the dog, Krypto, is a big part of the movie and works. I was so afraid the dog was going to be annoying and suck. And the dog is great. The dog's the whole heart of the whole thing. You love the dog, folks. I was over the moon with Krypto. It's got, you know, it's James Gunn, so it's got, like, you know, sort of fun dialogue. It's colorful. It's, the characters have character. It's not like, you know, grim, broody Batman v Superman stuff. And it's goofy and weird. There's like aliens and, you know, lasers and extra dimensional stuff. And it launches you right in. It's not like, oh, have you heard of this Clark Kent fella? Let me tell you about him. It's like, you know who Superman is. You know what's going on. Let's just get right into it. I've seen criticisms of that too. But like, come on, guys. We don't, like, do we have to retell Superman's story for every Superman movie on the off chance there's like someone who is who's born yesterday and doesn't know who Superman is, I feel like that's a moot point. Yeah, great, fun. It's got one of those classic James Gunn action sequences where it's a needle drop and then you watch a guy dispatch like 50 guys as he like throws around a little like flying object. It's a classic James Gunn staple, and that is pulled off with aplomb here. All the actors are great. The guy who plays Jimmy Olsen, Skyler Gassino, forgive me if I'm mispronouncing that, was great. He's one of my guys, you know. He's in Licorice Pizza, so I'm going to follow him to the ends of the earth. And it was just really fun. I'd highly recommend it. I don't think there's going to be a better, you know, family action blockbuster this summer. I don't think the Jurassic Park movie's cutting it. I think Marvel fatigue is real. I don't know how much people want to see a Pedro Pascal Fantastic Four, but I'm basically always wrong. When I say people, I mean me. I don't really want to see it, I suppose. But Superman, go see it. It's a lot of fun. Everyone does a great job. Nicholas Holt, too. Got to shout out Nicholas Holt. Really, really killer Lex. Just everything that character needed to be, he's nailing it. Great time. A lot of fun. Highly recommended. Let's transition into another one of my childhood pop culture nerdy obsessions. Pokemon. The new Wet Leg album is out, folks. It's Moisturizer is the title. They've got a track called Pokemon, and I was charmed by it. It's actually like kind of a sweet track. Like, it's definitely still a little sardonic, but not nearly as like bitter and biting as a lot of their stuff can be. The whole record's great. They're going to be playing in Toronto like the first weekend or the first Friday of September. Tickets are like, you know, they're a lot. It's like $125. Really wish I could go. I can't make it. But do check them out there. They'll be in Montreal too. Maybe that's a little closer to you guys. That might be easier. But here's new Wet Leg Pokemon.
I love you. could do what you like. On the wall, on the floor, in the shower. Step around, spend for hours and hours. But right now, it's kinda different. Let me keep it real, listen. It's not every day I need a break and intermission. Yeah. It's not that I don't wanna chill tonight. It's not that I don't wanna feel tonight. It's just that I ain't in the freaky life. It's just that I ain't in the mood tonight. Swear you're the only one who does it right. If I was in the mood, yeah, it would be nice. It's just that I ain't in the freaky life. It's just that I ain't in the mood tonight. It's sexy, you gotta ask before you undress me. Know you like this ass, but baby, don't test me. You gotta play nice if you want this nasty. That's just me, though. Spilling a tea, bro. Gotta manage your libido.